If you extend the definition of marriage beyond one man and one woman, where exactly do you stop? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. And I'm John Gager. Alec, there has certainly been a turning point in American culture.
John, when the Supreme Court effectively ruled marriage was a social convention anchored in individual autonomy or orientation, it's safe to say we turned a page in American history.
Because there's no longer any absolute legal authority on what marriage really means, beyond, say, what we want it to mean.
Yes, and this takes marriage in a new direction. For example, a dissenting member of the Supreme Court already warned that the majority reasoning was equally suited to defending plural marriage.
And do you think that might just be the next step?
Well, legally, we've seen the door prized open. However, there's no reason to stop there. I'm sure others are lining up seeking marital affirmation in keeping with their orientation. And this is not a slippery slope argument. It's being consistent and taking the law to its logical conclusion.
All right, so as followers of Christ, what do we say? What do we do in response?
Well, the Supreme Court has not constructed gay marriage. It has deconstructed traditional marriage. But Christians have reason to believe marriage is more than a convention or a convenience. God's supernatural revelation grounds the union between a man and a woman in the created order from the very beginning. God's natural revelation demonstrates the beautiful blend of this relationship and its historical importance in family matters. The Bible teaches traditional marriage is the way things ought to be, and we can share good reasons to believe it with love, gentleness, and respect.
That's Alec McClellan, and this is Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.